In 1999, the U.S. government, under the Supreme Court Olmstead ruling, sent a clear message that disabled people are free to live in their homes and cannot be compelled to live in nursing homes unless it's a medical necessity. But that message got lost somewhere between the Supreme Court and South Dakota. The Justice Department said this week the state is in violation of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, for discouraging home care and funneling disabled people into nursing homes. South Dakota spends only 17% of its Medicaid budget for community-based or home-based care. The rest goes to institutions. In Pierre, South Dakota, Tim Neihart is the executive director of South Dakota Advocacy Services, who calls the report a clear case of discrimination, keeping people unaware of their options.
This report focused on people that are in nursing homes, and the system to address their individual needs is not as robust as it should be.
But in theory, and under the Olmstead Supreme Court ruling in 1999, people should have the option of staying at home, and that's the default option, right?
Generally speaking, regarding Olmstead, yes.
How has that not worked in South Dakota?
Part of the issue in South Dakota is based on our geography and our history, and we have great distances between places and people, and there are times when people in parts of our state are a long ways from their support systems, and sometimes the default is to have them go to nursing homes in order to meet their immediate needs. And then once they're in a nursing home, having them get out has proven to be somewhat difficult. And once you're in a nursing home for a couple months, it's pretty easy to lose your place to live, to lose your belongings, to lose your job.
Who makes the decision for people to go into nursing homes when they might have preferred or it might have been a better option to stay at home?
Frequently, it's a guardian's. Oftentimes, it's a medical need that will drive a person to a nursing home. They go to a hospital and have a significant operation and need a rehabilitation period, and then go into a nursing home for those supports. And that's how a lot of these stories begin.
Do you think people with disabilities in South Dakota widely understand that they have the option under the Olmstead decision to stay in their homes?
No, I don't think they have a complete understanding of that. You have to remember that a lot of these decisions are made when a person is at their weakest, after an operation or when they're ill. And so not only do people probably not understand that as well as they should, there's no one there to really help them explain it at the moment they would really need to have that information.
How many people would you say are capable of living on their own who are in nursing homes now and would actually benefit from living on their own if the state was able to do what the Justice Department wants?
It's really hard for me to give you a solid number. I think the Department of Justice offered a nice summary of the number of people that are under a certain age in nursing homes. And they also offered a summary of a number of people who have low care needs. They just need someone to help them cook, or they need someone to help them do personal hygiene issues.
Tim Neihart, do you think this constitutes discrimination against a large group of disabled people in South Dakota?
In a sense that people with disabilities are placed in nursing homes when perhaps they don't need to be, yes, I believe that's a discriminatory act. And oftentimes they're not asked, or it's not done based on their direction. And so we, as a protection and advocacy agency, are very concerned about those kinds of decisions.
Tim Neihart, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Tim Neihart has his work cut out for him. He's executive director of the South Dakota Advocacy Services, responding to a Justice Department report that suggests the state of South Dakota is in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act.